Protests in Algeria calling for a change in the government have continued even after the country's longtime president announced he would not seek a fifth term. Abdelaziz Bouteflika has led Algeria for 20 years since the tail end of its long and bloody civil war. But the president also canceled the upcoming elections, and political opposition remains weak. Ruth Michelson is a journalist based in Cairo, writing for The Guardian.
The protests succeeded in achieving their primary or initial aim, which was to say no to a fifth term by President Abdelaziz Bouteflika. He announced last week that he will not be running for a fifth term and that he will cancel the elections that were scheduled for the 18th of April. But what he has said that he will do instead is that there will be a national conference of some kind that will happen by the end of this year, and that the conference will basically bring about a second Algerian Republic, and where one of the results of the conference will be to set the date for the next election. From the perspective of the protesters, they've said, well, actually, you're now offering us something that we already refused, which is that this offer means that he will stay in power for the foreseeable future, certainly while this conference is being organized at some indefinite future date, and that the ruling elite will still keep control of the country, and that they will be instrumental in organizing this conference and controlling who can attend and what the results are.
And what do the political opposition parties have to say about that?
Well, Algeria has political pluralism. It has a range of political opposition parties, but a lot of them are viewed by the protesters as being essentially co-opted by the government. That they do raise some opposition, but not enough to truly count as opposition parties, and certainly not enough to be considered true representatives of the voice of the street. And what the protesters are now saying, and how things have changed since these protests began, is that rather than just saying, hey, we want to get rid of Bouteflika, what they're now asking for is that the entire regime needs to be overthrown.
Could this lead to a similar movement like we saw with the Arab Spring, which mostly sort of sidestepped Algeria? Is there something brewing here that could lead to a similar movement?
It's certainly possible. I mean, this has been a lot of the analysis from outside observers to try and draw a parallel with what the uprisings that we saw in places like Tunisia and Egypt in 2011. At the same time, you know, we saw that there were some protests in Algeria in 2011 and in 2014 as well. And generally what the government has done in the past is to raise subsidies and find ways to calm people's economic anxieties about the situation and thus make the protests go away. And Algeria's economy just isn't in a place to do that right now. And so the government doesn't have that option. So it is possible that if the protests keep going and the people continue to make demands, that there will have to be further political sacrifices. But the Algerian regime has made pretty clear that they want to see if they can just hang on and just wait out the protests in the hope that the momentum will fade and that people will eventually stop.
Could that have an impact on the broader region?
I think it's certainly possible. I mean, in Cairo, where I currently am, you know, there are people watching what's happening in Algeria and seeing it as a kind of source of inspiration, even though protests are essentially banned in Egypt. Egyptians are looking at events in Algeria and seeing, you know, a leader that has been in power for 20 years finally at risk of, you know, not being in power anymore.
Ruth, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Ruth Michelson is a journalist based in Cairo, writing for The Guardian.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.